Donald Trump, Texas case the big one before U.S. Supreme Court. By Charlie Spiring on December 9, 2020. President Donald Trump described a legal challenge of the 2020 election filed directly to the U.S. Supreme Court by the state of Texas as the big one that could help reverse the results. "We will be intervening in the Texas, plus many other states, case," he wrote. "This is the big one. Our country needs a victory." Trump directed attention to the Texas lawsuit after the Supreme Court declined to take up a lawsuit filed by Pennsylvania Republicans to block certification of the Commonwealth's election results. That lawsuit argued Pennsylvania's General Assembly exceeded its powers by allowing no-excuse mail-in and absentee voting, making the 2020 election illegal. "This was not my case, as has been so incorrectly reported," Trump wrote. "The case that everyone has been waiting for is the state's case, with Texas and numerous others joining. It is very strong, all criteria met." The lawsuit was filed Sunday to the U.S. Supreme Court by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. "How can you have a presidency when a vast majority think the election was rigged?" Trump asked. The Texas lawsuit argues the four states illegally made changes to the voting rules through the courts instead of through state legislatures, violating the Elector's Clause. It also argues the differences in voting rules in different counties violated the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause and cites claims of voting irregularities in the states. The Supreme Court has ordered Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia respond to the Texas lawsuit on Thursday, December 10. The Supreme Court will then act to hear or dismiss the case. President Trump has repeatedly urged judges in the judicial system, or even a Supreme Court justice, to stand up for election integrity. "We need a judge or justice with courage, with what it takes, with wisdom. We need somebody with wisdom to set it right," he said Monday.